All the while, the international community must seek to better understand the grievances of both the Rohingya and Buddhist Rakhine populations, in part by providing support to local groups that are working to build resilience and improve socioeconomic well-being. There is more scope for the international influence and support on the Bangladeshi side of the border. The West should continue to praise Bangladesh's magnanimity in hosting hundreds of thousands of Rohingya refugees, although it should not take that for granted. Tensions between refugees and their hosts are on the rise as prices in local markets and competition for unskilled work have increased. Bangladesh and partner governments must move from crisis response to a long-term strategy that recognizes that few Rohingya will soon voluntarily return to Myanmar. Some refugees, like those with no desire to return to Myanmar in the medium term, should be allowed to relocate to other parts of Bangladesh. Camps in the border areas should also be formalized for those refugees who have some hope of returning to Myanmar. Because of domestic political imperatives, Bangladesh will resist accepting a large and sustained Rohingya presence, so it must receive the resources needed to cope. The international community must also convince Bangladesh that the best means of dampening the allure of radicalization among refugees is through social integration, providing work permits and respecting fundamental rights, and states in the West or those that already shelter large Rohingya populations should welcome refugees to their own countries. Despite nativism taking hold in the U.S. and Europe, moral outrage over the plight of the Rohingya should be backed by more than financial support alone. The situation could easily get worse. The Rohingya who remain in Rakhine could become refugees. Conflict in the Kachin and Shan states is escalating, and further tensions in Rakhine could spark new fighting. And Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh could fall prey to radicalization, deepening a cycle of violence that spreads well beyond the border. In the absence of a far greater action by Myanmar, the international community must demonstrate the political will and moral authority needed to avert an even greater crisis.